Hey DJ Lady J,
hey DJ Lady J,
hey DJ Lady
do something to make me
do
feel,
make me do feel.
DJ,
play the beat.
Wasted tears, I wasted years over you, and I sit and ask myself why you would say that we're through. All this time I thought you wouldn't lie to me, but you do. Now I realize you're not the guy I thought I once knew. Still wanna tell me that the sky is blue and it's gray. Still wanna tell me that it's sunny when it's raining. Baby, are you telling me not fable
life?
Are you telling me not fable
life?
Baby, are you telling me not fable
life?
Are you telling me not fable? I know I said I'm fine, it'll take some time, babe. Somewhere our potential blinded me from the pain, babe. I compromised everything to make it right, lady. It's alright, babe, it's alright. You're right here, but your mind is somewhere in the sky, babe.
You need someone or something.
Dare you tell me not fumble. Are you tell me now fable
life?
Baby, are you tell me now fable
life?
Are you tell me now fable
life?
Nah, for real. I've been putting in too much work out here in these streets, for real. Goddamn.
I'm
Look at you, what the f- tears. Only see the growth, we expanding over here. Lift her up, pick her up, I can see you fed up. What you gonna do when your calls don't go through? Miss that, yeah, you gonna be so sick. Only healer in the situation. Sad fate, baby, heartbreak. Got your girl looking real thick. And you gonna be pissed when she riding new dick. Call me bougie when I black them. If we telling truth, yeah, they lucky I ain't clock them. Always want me back, ooh, shot. Crying on my voicemail issues. Can't even pretend that I miss you. Really miss me, who was A before B. Watch the way I glow though. Here's a front seat to the show, ho. Don't forget to share my video. Use the pain to elevate. You know I get it, babe. Been waiting in my teeth just to smile in their face.
Hey, look at you. What the fuck would you do? I knew to be true. All those feelings got me blue. Walking on the strong, letting go.
If I'm so boring, then what you know? Why you with me?
First of all, I ain't impressed by that.
Kalia, bro.
I'm with you.
It is a nice too. Bitch. I got a bed on the day.
Y'all, and y'all know I always rock the black.
We was not playing, so.
Episode of Midnight Madness.
One news story, one letter.
Hey y'all, we was arguing before we even queued this up.
All facts.
But and I guess she decided she wanted to carry it on into our show.
Unless
I don't know. She act like she gonna smoke with me today. I don't know what's wrong with my friend, y'all. What's wrong, friend?
I don't know. I think I need some.
What's up, y'all? It's another epic episode of Midnight Madness. Shout out to everybody that is tapping in with us. We had an awesome show last week. Sam was guest co-hosting for DJ Lady J-Rock. It was an awesome show. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the ladies. Thank y'all for sending in your submissions and fucking with us and all that good stuff. DJ Lady J Rock, how you been, love?
I am feeling pretty fine and dandy. You know, we had Alaska last week, so I think this week we go back to spring break. And probably week after that, it might be summertime, and probably we'd be back in Alaska, probably for, you know, week of Valentine's Day again. So, you know, how was weather in your region?
It wasn't as bad as everybody else. We really, but you know, even as a child, I always remember, like, my grandma used to tell me we in like a hole. So like the tornadoes and all that stuff, that's kind of gonna pass
right
over.
Right over. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had a lot of rain. My, you know, had to get a canoe boat to get to my car. Yeah.
A canoe boat.
So, you know.
Like, oh. Heck yeah.
But other than that, it wasn't really that bad. It was just really cold and wet. And I like shit warm and wet.
That's what she said. That was. I was waiting for you.
I'm a fighter.
So, baby. Yikes.
Yeah, back to where we was.
But, you know, shoot, I like to...
Did you get quiet? Am I tripping?
I didn't get quiet. It was kind of going, but I hope, I mean, I don't know if that was me.
Yeah.
I am plugged into the Wi-Fi. I plug in a hardwire. Are you hardwired? Okay, but we both live in the country, so
yeah,
there's no telling what's going to happen.
Right, y'all bear with us. I know sometimes it seems like I had technical difficulties Friday. I was unable to do. Now that the weather did fuck with my connection, mm-hmm. Friday, I wasn't able to do my episode of Coffee with Kitty. But it's okay. We're gonna get back in the ring of things.
Yeah, of course.
So what have you been at? What you done found out there? Cause you always read.
Okay, I do have a news story. Okay, so Europeans are in an uproar after the European cricket and insect powder for use in a variety of baked goods and other food staples in grocery stores. So it says grocery stores in Europe can begin stocking baked goods and other food stuff made from crickets. The crickets are freeze dried and ground into powder, which is then used in baked goods such as bread, cupcakes, biscuits, and muffins. Cricket powder can also be used in soup, milk products, pasta, sauces, potatoes, and chocolate. Congress, that's over here, is considering similar legislation for the use of bugs to replace meat in American stores.
Well, you know, that don't sound too off, because I know in Africa, like, they eat bugs as meat. Like, I've seen them actually cook the shits up and stuff, and grasshoppers is one of them. We even eat chocolate-covered, well, I don't, y'all do, chocolate-covered grasshoppers and shit. So it don't sound too off. But you know what? I thought about it, and our food is made in gross ways any fucking way. You just really can't, you just have to not think about the shit and just go ahead and pop that shit in your mouth.
Yeah, we don't be knowing.
Right.
We don't be knowing
for
anyway.
Example, but milk is cow pus. You milk lover.
Wait a minute. What? It's what?
Some of the pus from the cow be getting in your milk. That's why I don't drink whole milk.
I don't drink it. I definitely don't drink whole milk. But I got some almond milk in there.
Oh, nah, that's different. That's different. Almond milk, you know, we made that shit up in a
yeah, we scorched some nuts.
Yeah.
Scorched
them
nuts.
When it's coming from these animals, you can't trust nothing, because some of the animals, they feed them steroids. They're not living in their best conditions. And that's how some of the pus get in there. They're not milking them like they supposed to be milking them and shit. So, like, it's all gross. The way they make our meat, some of the stuff that they use to wrap our foods up and the boxes and stuff is recycled. Gotta think about that. So, I mean, shit, the best thing for us all to do is just pray. Because we don't know what these folks are doing in our shit.
Just pray.
Just pray up your food. Bless
how
you
can do it. Just pray about it.
Touch the hands that prepared it, all that. And even going even deeper into, like, eating and stuff, like, you have to even be careful who you allow to prepare your food. And I'm not talking about on no hoodoo shit. I'm talking about more so how that person feels, because there's a transfer of spirit. One thing about my grandma, I can make the exact same thing my grandma made. Recipe down to the, it's not going to taste like her, because my grandma loved cooking. I can cook. But I ain't just know, I love cooking. Oh my God, I can't wait to get to the kitchen and fry some chicken. No, that's not me.
That ain't you?
No. Well, I helped my grandma run our restaurant from the time I was like, what, 8, 9, on up until I got out of high school. So I've always worked in a fast food atmosphere and shit. Mm-hmm. You get tired of going home smelling like grease and, you know what I'm saying? Like, your clothes and everything, like, they just, it just, yeah. That's why I don't even want to work at, I don't give a damn how broke I am. I'm not going to work at no McDonald's. I'm not going, and it's nothing against y'all. It's just, yeah, I have been in that business my entire life, washing them nasty ass greasy dishes. Like, shout out to my grandma for teaching me a work ethic, but I don't want nothing to do with fast food. That's believable, though. That's the point I'm trying to make. That's believable. Ain't no telling. They probably been grinding up motherfucking grasshoppers, putting it in our shit.
And I also saw that the U.S. has approved the use of clone animal meat. Well, what you think about that? How about a clone chicken? Not a real chicken.
What our grandmas used to say is the beginning of the, and it's the end of the days. Mm. We living in the last days. We've been living in the last days since I was little, but
for a long time. We've been living in the last days for a while.
It's becoming quite clear that we are living in the last days. But damn,
we there. We up in there.
Yeah. I like to say y'all pray over your food, because you know they probably putting it in media, but these folks been feeding us bullshit. My cousin said that he has friends that won't, they'll go to the sink and drink water before they drink bottled water, for the simple fact they work in like those recycling places and stuff, and they see what they do to the plastics and stuff like that. And then he was like, if you seen it, you probably wouldn't drink water either at the bottom. Sorry, am I ruining this for everybody?
Oh,
I'm not trying to ruin y'all. I'm just saying we don't know what these people do to our food. All we know is we're going to the store, and that's why our people have always. I grew up from people who are in agriculture, got their own cows, cut up our own meat and stuff like that.
That's what I'm working for.
It's trustworthy coming from my family. You know, I know that they're going to care for the animals and stuff like that. I got one uncle left that still has his cattle and stuff like that. So, like, I know if I go over here and get some eggs or something from Uncle Lee, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
You don't know what these people doing to your food in preparation and stuff like that. Did you know that they put red dye on the meats in the store so they look fresh? That's dye.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. It's real out here in the field.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real.
So I was talking to my dad last week, and I you know, he got chicken and stuff. And I said, you know, I want to learn how to process a chicken and, you know, how to process a hog. And, you know, I want to.
I'm scary at all. That's dirty work.
It's dirty work. I'm scary, too. Yeah. You, once at first I twitch it, I'm you know what I'm saying? I already know. I'm going to do that. I know it.
Then you got to pick the feathers out. Yeah. I grew up around all that stuff, so yeah. But I mean, but you know, it's best to do that right now. These folks is crazy.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I feel like, you know, shit, they gonna be trying to control how much food you can get and shit.
That's why I gotta get on. I got me a seed, so I got my seeds in there that I'm waiting for. You know, just probably till. I might plant them starting next weekend, something like that, so I can start germinating my seeds. So when the springtime comes, I'm ready to grow, because I'm like,
I don't know.
It's rough out there. So,
but it is rough out here, and these bitches out here losing relationships and motherfucking letting their license stuff get cut out because they want to get these Beyonce tickets. Well, look at that.
Ew.
Is you going?
You know what? I would be a liar if I told you that I didn't sign up to be on the list.
Are you serious?
Oh, of course I'm serious.
This tickets is going for like $600.
And
those ain't even the best seats.
I don't know. I know those wouldn't be the best seats, but I mean, I mean, I'm gonna put a cap on myself. And if I get past that cap, I'm like, well, I can't go see you this time, babe. I can't go see you this time, you know? So I saw her and Jay-Z together for less than that. So, but usually with my credit card company, you know, they offer little perks and stuff. And since you know.
I will not be in attendance. I ain't got it like that.
I don't either.
I was reading, I was on Instagram and I passed this post where this girl had screenshotted her and her man conversation. She asked him for an engagement. She asked him to marry her. He got down on one knee, bought a ring. She told him before they got married, she wanted to establish them a home. So, you know, he been putting up for their home. She put $774 on it and she told him she wanted that $774 back on their home. And the man ended the engagement. And I do not blame him because, bitch, you can see you got your priorities all fucked up. We trying to do longevity.
What is she going to do with her $700? What does she want
to buy some tickets. She want to go to the Beyonce concert.
But you want to put your money towards you. Yeah,
he told her. He kept telling her, "Babe, I understand, but you know we can't do it right now. We got some goals and stuff." And she kept on pushing the issue. And he was like, "All right, bitch, I'll give you your money back." And the engagement is over. You can't build with nobody like that. You let Beyonce come in between you and your man. Fuck around with you. It really is. Somebody said something else I thought was interesting. They said every time Beyonce go on tour, it's around tax.
Be smart. Yeah, because I think he said that we're gonna send you a text message to. I think when they open it up, February 4th, February something, 17th something, February something 15th. And that's, I guess, when we'll know if we are able to get a ticket. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Y'all go the fuck out. If I'm gonna be sitting here at the house, they'll put it on prime time or something.
Hopefully they'll do it like they did with the homecoming video.
Yeah, I ain't tripping. A movie. Like, I love Beyonce, but I most definitely need to be in a 6-figure range for me to be going to see her.
That's just
my opinion.
No, I just put me on the list just in case some cheap tickets come available. I mean, if I ain't on the list, I can't even be in the game.
That's crazy, but you know, that's the way to basically cut out the demographic. Ain't no broke motherfuckers finna go see Beyonce. It ain't gonna be a whole bunch of broke people. It's gonna be a whole bunch of people. Beyonce's demographic is those people that's in the game just like her. Because those are almost the only people that really can't afford that. So, you know, y'all have fun with y'all Beyonce tickets. I love her, but not that much. I don't. I love her.
Girl, you are gonna break. You are gonna break my soul. Okay, you are gonna break my soul.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills?
Hey,
automobile.
And then maybe we can chill.
You're right. I don't think you do. So this conversation is for real.
We dumb.
That's a Pisces thing. Yeah. My dude said he gonna give me a shirt that says I'm a Pisces because he said I use that for everything.
And,
and I literally do, but it's like when you read up and studied. Like, it's crazy to me that people don't believe in astrology, but these are the same people that believe that the wise men follow the star to find Jesus. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm on a roll here today, boy.
No.
I'm just saying. Like, how can you say you don't believe in astrology, but that's how the wise man found Jesus?
That's how most people was able to navigate with the stars.
North, south, east, west. Like, people so damn dumb and contradictive, but I digress.
You ready? I'm ready for some fun. Are we ready for some fun yet?
Let's have some fun. What are we going to do?
We are going to get to top five videos of the week.
It's FFO, the top five countdown, y'all. Last week was some good ones. This week is going to be, all the number ones from the past couple of weeks. Next week, y'all will be going against each other. Mm-hmm. So, hey, let's get it popping. Who's number five, DJ?
Number five is perfect for tonight's show. We got Lexay.
No rest.
Hey,
let's get
it. My neighbors up above my head, fucking while I'm laying in bed. They head boy keep on knocking, like it's banging me against my head. I guess I ain't getting no rest tonight. I ain't getting no rest tonight. So I hit the homie up on the main line. Tell him it's about time we take flight. Let's make a movie today and name it after where we stay. Or what's today? It's wetness day. When wetness day, I'm out the way. Or where you stay? Hurry up and don't take all day, so we can watch the sky turn from night to day, as we forget our yesterday. Know you're on the way, what can I say? No rest today, hey, we ain't about to get no rest. Remember all the nights when I'm feeling no stress. It's okay, you know, babe, say, we ain't about to get no rest. Remember all the nights when I'm feeling no stress. No one now ain't gotta impress, no rest, no rest. I ain't got nowhere to be, let that you could come scoop me. Show you to the finer things, like the blue lights, to midnight, hold your seat tight. Still learning, won't you show me how you're rolling? Hey, I'm still learning, won't you show me how you're rolling? No rest, we ain't about to get no rest. Remember all the nights when I'm feeling no stress. No one that we gotta impress, it's okay.
Start to the segment right there.
She I love her voice. She remind me of Maya.
I like the way she got little dance moves too, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she, you remember that Practice. Take me there, I want to go there. She remind me of Maya.
Yeah,
I like her. That's Lexay, y'all. No rest. That's what's right. Up number five.
Good.
Okay, yeah, let's get down to it. Who is number four?
We are coming in at song number four. This is Lady Lunatic. Name of this song is Purse Full of Stones.
Okay. Let's go. Get it.
Queen of the tone, ain't no denying, ain't no guessing, it's clear. We took a trip to Johnny Dang, baby, drown me in juice. I hold it down like no other.
Hey, man, you hear that? That's live. You know what that is? I'm about to get killed, man. Hey, who was that playing?
That's my girl, Lady Lunatic.
Oh, yeah? That's her in Pimp C, right?
Yeah, you ain't checked her out yet?
Man, no, I'm gonna have to cop that. You got
it? Oh, yeah, she'll be stuffed up and moving forward, man.
When I first started back in 1999, I was handling small shit, now moving more and on the rise. I got expensive taste, money made, money spent, click tight, count it up, every dollar, every cent. You with me, then you eatin', bunch of baddies on my team. No hatin', getting money, that's cause we a different breed. Some you never seen, women getting dope for show. And we getting it together, laughing at you stupid hoes. Back in the day, they used to say, we all for self, take no loss. Now they see when we together, we gon' win at all costs. I'm a boss, motherfucker, from my head to my toes. Ain't gotta like it, but respect my hustle, mind, and the growth. A fool gon' be a fool, I never stress, they out for less. My drug of choice is diamonds on my fingers, wrist and neck. Yes, that's why they can't leave me alone. They know your girl purse is full of motherfucking stones.
I got a purse full of stones.
I wanna be.
I got a purse full of stones.
Make sure I'm buried.
I got a purse full of stones.
I wanna be.
And they can't leave your girl alone.
Make sure I'm buried.
I got a purse full of stones.
I wanna be.
Throw them off, it's mission on what they missing. A real one, fast talking, it don't take much convincing. We be handling that business and whip it up in the kitchen. Block locks, so them pockets got them boys in their feelings. She a hustler, purse full of stones, baby, I'm here. Queen of the tone, ain't no denying, ain't no guessing, it's clear. We took a trip to Johnny Dang, baby, drown me in juice. I hold him down like no other, cause that nigga the truth. Diamonds all in my roof, leaving my stain in the booth. Heavyweight, some major, like Ali in his youth. They thought this hill was a fluke, paper so long, make them puke. We break it down, nothing stepped on, now they following suit. We the best, we gon' get it, bitch, say it with your chest. Tag teaming, motherfuckers, heat under my dress. The other piece in my breast, not the ones you should test. Jose and Lunatic, bitch, give a damn about the rest.
I got a purse full of stones.
I wanna be. I got a purse full of stones.
Make sure I'm buried.
I got a purse full of stones.
I wanna be.
And they can't leave your girl alone.
Make sure I'm buried.
I got a purse full of stones.
I wanna be.
I got a purse full of stones.
Make sure I'm buried.
I got a purse full of stones.
I want to be.
And they won't leave the girl alone.
Make sure I'm buried. I got a purse full of
stones. Every day I'm living in high time. Keep my diamonds against my wood and keep my money on my mind. Boy, just trying to knock us off, but y'all just new to the game. While we just steady stacking paper, y'all busters chasing the fame. Been a star in the hood since I was 17. Rockin' tell me something good and serving cheese to the fiend. Player, I came up off lean, so I know how to flip. I got an 8 in my wheel, this young player asked for a sip. If you don't live where I live, then you don't see what I see. I told him leaning and codeining ain't gon' make you a G. Boys got this thing twisted, thinking this by the caddies and trucks. Don't y'all realize the way we grew up in the hood was messed up. Now I'm just deep in this thing and I'm addicted to change. Young player 29 and his career's the game. Man, my hero's doing 40 when you're 30, that's an L. I'd rather be dead and be free than to be living in hell.
I got a purse full of stones. I wanna be. I got a purse full of stones.
Make sure I'm free.
I got a purse full of stones.
I wanna be.
And they can't get a girl alone.
Make sure I'm free.
I got a purse full of stones. Full of stones,
make sure I'm buried.
I got a box full of stones.
I wanna breathe,
and they won't let a girl alone.
Make sure I'm buried.
I got a box full of stones.
Lady Lunatic, featuring Pimp C. Sweet, sweet James Jones.
I would listen to that, but that's not a video that I'll just go on YouTube to try to find. I listen to that in my car.
Yeah.
It's
definitely a good riding song. I agree.
I like. Listen, y'all, and it's constructive criticism.
Yeah.
As big girls, we got to do a little bit more extra. You know, these little girls, they got their shape to depend on and all that. We got to do a little bit more extra. We got to be a little bit more creative. Get that camera off your face in different places, rapping and stuff. Actually come up with something that go with the song. Big respect to Lady Lunatic, but it's a no for me.
But we like the song.
I like the song. The video, we like the song, though. The video just didn't move me, and that's something that we have to work on. We can't just be creative. Y'all, a lot of y'all lean on your lyrics for visuals, and that's not smart at all. Like,
I like the intro part where it was like, "Well, who's that playing?" And
right,
yeah, I like that was creative.
I was hoping the rest of it would be a bit more creative,
but right. I like the song.
Yeah. I like the song. No, don't get it twisted. I love the song. It's something that I would ride to, but not so much as a visual for me. But shout out to Lady Lunatic. Who we got up next?
We are going to song number three. This is Lana Deville featuring... Alana Deville featuring Bonnie Dollars.
Hey, Rodeo.
Like a rodeo, I'ma ride on that dick like a rodeo. Like a rodeo, I'ma saddle up and ride you like a rodeo. Texting egg plans. Now I'm sending him peaches. Kitty cats with the hard eyes. Bootstreet jumps on my inner thighs. Caught you looking at my booty. Now I see your dick, it's on the rise. Damn the way I ride it, caught him by surprise. So I ride him with no panties. Fuck him like he won a Grammy. Started attention in my kitty. Got me purring, ain't she pretty? If I fuck him off the Henny, he gon' say, damn girl, you litty. Yes, I'm litty, let's take a sit up on a dick. And if he act right, I might take a licky lick. Got them wide ass. Grip my tummy while you lick. I'm a hog, tie him up on my rope. Hope he loving my deep throat. I'm free hand bucking. Don't get hung up while we fucking. Like a rodeo, I'ma ride on on that dick like a rodeo. Yeah, like a rodeo. I'ma saddle up and ride you like a rodeo. Uptown, uptown, uptown.
Lethal. I just ate, I don't wanna die. He said, baby, let me eat you. Pussy water, call it see-through. Ass fat, exceed too. I'm hazmat, I kill a nigga. I only fuck with them triller niggas. I got him scared, I kill a nigga. Pull a dick out, let me feel a nigga. Buy me dollars by the bag. Cash app, buy a bill a nigga. Stick out your tongue. Nigga, let me drive the boat. Fuck it, I'ma drive the yacht. Pull up on you like a dot. Pass on the dick, but he gotta eat the box. Head game too advanced, toes curling in the socks. Got the nigga all tight, he can't even hit the block. You can't even keep a nigga, cause you don't make the pussy pop. Bop.
Like a rodeo, I'ma ride on that dick like a rodeo. Yeah, like a rodeo. I'ma saddle up and ride you like a rodeo. Uptown, uptown, uptown.
She did have on her her plan. Don't talk about that woman plantation hat like that, Mai. Ah,
make no enemies. Let me chill out. I'm real critical tonight, eh?
Woo!
I'm on my Simon Cowell shit tonight.
She's going ham. We like the song. I like a lot. I like Alana's verse better than Bunny's verse, but I like the sound of Bunny's voice.
Voice,
but
okay.
Not necessarily her delivery.
Okay,
but, you know. But I like Lana's overall delivery. But I like the sound of. I'ma listen to it.
You know, I had a couple of tracks that was like that, and at that point, my PR manager made me start. She's like, get in the mirror, and you need to watch yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you practice on your delivery. So y'all don't get no ego to where you feel like you just the shit. You don't need no practice. You just get on stage and do it. I've heard several artists state that. Like, I just get on the stage. No, practice. Yeah, practice makes perfect. Mm-hmm. If you are already in tune and you already know the routine of your shit, you ain't got to do much thinking when it's time to get on stage or when it's time to make your videos. That's all. I ain't trying to make no enemies. Y'all don't beat me up.
No, not at all.
Don't beat me up.
Yeah,
I love y'all.
Hey, you see, we playing. It's in the top five.
Exactly. We love y'all. Period. Hmm. Who we got up next, DJ?
Next at number two.
Two.
We got Perry Lynn featuring Sergeant
B.
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 3 a.m. B.
I was just.
D?
Putting up
B.
It's B.
Huh?
I was just putting up the peace sign. It's Sergeant B.
Okay. Sergeant
shout
B.
Shout out to my boy, Sergeant B.
Sorry about that, Sergeant B.
Three I'm a whore, bro. I play make this
up. He the HD shot this.
Private show, just me
Penetrate a bendy, you won't shut up. Flip you over, toot it up. Hey, I can tell you hiding ready like some little seeds.
Yeah.
Pull up, let you grab up on that meat just for a tease.
Yeah.
Pick you up and suck on that coochie soon as I creech.
For real?
As soon as I creech.
Hey.
Take it to the room and fuck me like a single mother with a babysitter. Go a few rounds heavy where there ain't no quitter. Hit you with that dick, you saying fuck the mother niggas. Hit you with a lick, you saying fuck the mother bitches. You need a new bed, you done flooded out them bitches. You leaking down them thigh when I was tugging on them britches. I'm banging on that ass like I'm thugging in the mix. And that's real shit. When I put my hands in it, I might go Bojangles, do my little dance in it. Take it slow at first and I'll proceed to go on ram in it. Go head first, like a ram did it. Hey, you on top, I'm gripping that ass while I dressing them guts. Tie you up, I'ma make you my little slut. I keep that stroke steady while you catch that nut. Not gon' catch that nut.
It's 3 in the morning, waiting on you to come home.
Terry Lynn featuring Sergeant B, 3 a.m. What you think about that, DJ?
I wish Sergeant, Sergeant B brought that song some energy. Then he came back by himself, singing the hook. I was like, oh. I wish they would have had some more, some co-mingling in there. I wish he would have had some, I wish just some,
I think it was more interactive. I think it's the song. The song is kind of 3 in the morning, waiting for you to come home. Like, we wanted to hear it. We need some words. It's like some words or something missing in there, but it's a damn.
To feel it, but I mean, it has a really, the production is really good and it's crispy and the video, but was that the lady in the blonde wig the same person as the lady in the.
I don't think so.
Because why lady in the black didn't get up at all? The lady in the blonde wig, she gave us all kind of differences. But she just writing in the little book.
She was waiting on him to come. You know what, though? Maybe he was creeping with the other bitch. And she's at home waiting for him to come.
Well, okay. That's a good, good rendition.
I also think like the energy was high before we got to her song anyway with Lunatic and you know, the rest of them. So it's kind of like, over here trying not to go to sleep because it's so melodic type of vibes. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Terry Lynn. Shout out to Sergeant B. Sergeant B is, a lot of us go to, I think it's TSRB Studios, Texas Boys Studios, something like that. A lot of us go and record with Sergeant B. Once again, he the HD. Y'all see a lot of him over here in the videos anyway. So shout out to them boys. Shout out to
everybody. Hey, Sergeant B, what up, though?
Yeah. Shout out to ADT.
Hey, ADT.
Shout out to, no, I'm thinking about something else, but hey.
Never ADT. Mind. Hey.
I be getting them mixed up, but we most definitely, at the end of the day, we are really not, it's not the music that we're judging, it's the visuals, y'all.
Yeah.
Not
the song.
No, at all. The top five number ones are gonna go at it next week. We're gonna gather all our number ones and we're gonna put them against each other. This next one is crazy. I don't play favorites over here. Hey, it's just when people have content, when people are putting out videos and stuff like that, I roll with the punches.
But we like choices.
Right.
We like choices.
Right. Next up, she was number one last week with a completely different song. And Bozzy always delivers.
Yeah.
She's number one this week again.
Number
y'all.
One again. Woo!
Bozzy Owens, and I spelled that wrong. It's O-W-E-N-Z.
Owens.
Bozzy Owens. Okay. With Please Don't Blow My High.
Don't Blow My High. FFO. Bozzy.
About that chick who was dancing in the club like a hoe, doing headstands in the middle of the floor, turning up like she ain't been out in a while. It was me, yeah, it was me. If you heard about that chick with the big black boyfriend, riding in the old school like they say, don't mess with, rolling up his wishes while we riding through the city. It was me, yeah, it was me. A cup with a 20-inch waist. Bad attitude, always got some shit to say. Nice but cute face. So baby, it was me. Yeah, it was me. So don't you come over spilling that tea. I'm sipping on Hennessy. Yes, I'm an optimist, dancing by myself, I see him looking, yes, I'm obvious. Don't you push up on me, boy, I swear I got a daddy. Him and Mary Jane at the house being savage. Don't you see me cloud nine vibing? Rolling my hips like they taught me in the island. Did they tell you that I'm so damn reclusive? So when I finally leave the house, I really freaking lose it. You say he told you that I'm crazy, but did he tell you that I'm good? Did he say that I could pray for and do it low-key like a real ninja would? So don't you come out for spilling that tea. I'm sipping on Hennessy. About my struggle, why they question my accomplishments like I ain't deserving? Did they tell you how I started this? That I like my men, how I like my pockets, fat and I screw him like a con artist. That's why he always trip and blow his mind. I'm a magician. I
know my man pimping. That's really why I'm with him. I don't love nobody but myself, and he resilient. He'll pop back when I dip out. Now he won't kill me. So don't you come over spilling that tea. I'm sipping on Hennessy. So I don't care to hear your tea. I'm sipping on Hennessy, baby. Please don't blow my high, baby.
She remind me of like a Solange.
You know what? Yeah.
She, you know, I like the Caribbean feel to the song, and you know, please don't blow my mind. And the message.
Right. Beats. Please don't blow my motherfucking high. Yes, so. It's me. It's me.
Yes, it's me. Yep, it was me. Yeah. You ain't gotta ask.
Right.
You and me.
Shout out to Bozzy Owens. She is such an amazing artist. She definitely stands out amongst all the artists in Arkansas. Sorry, y'all. Don't take that to heart, but she really does. Bozzy is very eccentric. She's eclectic. Did I say that right?
Very, you did.
Okay, all right. She's exotic. Like, and Bozzy, her music is like, the girl can make a song about grass. It's green.
It's like, air was green.
Yes. Bozzy is just, she is just amazing. I love Bozzy. I ain't gonna sit here in front like she's not one of my favorites. She definitely is. That ain't why she on the countdown though. Is because she comes with visuals that are very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And it keeps us on our seats and stuff. And that's what I be talking about. If y'all wanna take notes from anybody with their visuals, I ain't gonna say Bozzy does play a part. She write out the scripts and stuff like that, I'm sure of it. She's hands-on with it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, take notes from Bozzy. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. Shout out to all the ladies that were on the countdown tonight. No bad vibes or nothing like that. Just really, take the advice and run with it. Take the advice and run with it. A lot of times we be so proud, and I get it. Like Erykah Badu said, keep in mind that I'm an artist, so I'm sensitive about my shit.
Yeah.
But you know, at the same time, like you gotta think outside yourself. Just because you think it's the bomb, and you know, you're proud of yourself, and I get it, because it's an accomplishment. It's not easy to do a video, and that may be why I've only done two. but put your whole heart in it, put your whole creativity in it, and shoot it over here to us at Kitty Pink Radio.
Send it to us, kittypinkradio@gmail.com.
Let me put that up there. Let me throw that up there real quick. If y'all would like to listen to the, y'all would like to catch the latest mix. I don't know why that's always hard for me to find on here. Y'all want to catch the latest mix after the show, go on over to Spotify. The latest mix will be on there. I call him back. That's my baby daddy. Y'all hear Siri? That's just BD. That's just my BD. Siri be tripping me out. She be tripping me out. I'm gonna call him back though. But most definitely, DJ, what you got going on this weekend for the people to be looking out for?
The pre Super Bowl. So let's see, we got the Red Saturday, pre-Super Bowl. And I'm gonna tell you this, I know Rihanna's doing the Super Bowl, so when she does the Black Panther song, I'm gonna be sad. But when she do Please Don't Stop the Music, I'm gonna be up. I'm gonna boom, doom, doom, doom. I'm gonna Please Don't Stop the Music. I'm dancing all that. See, you know, you getting this shoulder like this. I'm gonna give it to you like this. I'm gonna be
okay. Good. Okay. She gonna break her, throw her arm out of socket. Y'all be waiting for that. Y'all be looking for that.
Where have you been? I'm gonna hit that hoe again.
Oh my God. Y'all, this is what I go through. This is what I go through every Thursday. As for me, is we're gonna keep it on schedule. Y'all know what it is. On Mondays, I do so much I be forgetting. On Mondays,
We got Coffee with Kitty every Monday on thewildoutradio.com.
Right.
So if you miss it, you know, when she does her original air, you can catch it on my platform over there.
Yeah. And sometimes it'd be new episodes, like the episode that I'm happy to send you. It's going to be a new episode. So
groovy.
If I didn't do nothing Friday, y'all got to go over to the Wild Out Radio to catch up.
Come on.
On Tuesday, we have Locked and Loaded at 6 p.m. Y'all make sure y'all tune in for that. That's Wednesday with 4-5. Locked and Loaded is, Locked and Loaded is my Oprah show. I always tell people Locked and Loaded is my Oprah show. You know, I might give out some cars or some shit. On Wednesdays, we have War of the Roses. Shout out to y'all. Y'all been showing me and 4-5 so much love, and we really, really do appreciate it. Y'all keep sharing.
Hey, hashtag Team Cutball. Yeah. Hell yeah. Hashtag Team Cut Boss.
If y'all want to know the story behind that, you're going to have to catch last week's, last week's episode. Mm-hmm. So y'all go and check that out. It was definitely an interesting conversation. Also, if y'all would like to send us things to talk about, you heard that. Girl, bitch, I'm a mother. That's all I can say.
That's all you know.
Yeah, and if y'all would like to, make me forget what the hell I was gonna say. If you would like to send us, there you go. If you would like to send us topics that maybe you think would be interesting, go ahead, send them in to kittypinkradio@gmail.com. We talk about it all from relationships, singleship, poly. Marriage, love, dating. We talk about everything dealing with the opposite sex. Well, not so much even the opposite sex, but mm-hmm. those, you know, couples. We talk about shit like that, coupling and shit. Definitely some bomb ass topics. Y'all make sure y'all tune in every Wednesday at 12:00, as the Dean and Coaching Professor says. On Thursdays, right back here. Not only that, you can before this. DJ Lady J Rock. It is the Thursday Night House
Party. Yes, I got the Thursday Night House Party. Me and Spaceship Oasis. We do our weekly interview shenanigans. We got a game show. Please come over to the Wild Out Radio. We do our live broadcast. Right after, boom.
She's magic. It's like she's in two places at one time. Mm-hmm.
No, I got to do a costume change and I come over.
Yeah, she do a costume change and she come over to Kitty Pink Radio. But it's our love. We're sister. We're sister station. So, you know, it's our love. Y'all make sure y'all join in. And then that Friday, come sip some coffee with your girl, Auntie Kitty. Every Friday, 9 a.m. Unless I'm having technical difficulties. I'm sorry, y'all. I done moved to the woods. Ain't no towers and shit. You know, AT&T was booming while I was in Texas. But I'm back down here in Arkansas. So it's kind of, you know, it's a little slow or whatever. But we love y'all. I want you to love yourselves. And don't be out here losing your man or your woman over no motherfucking Beyonce tickets. Don't do that. It's not right. It's not right, nor is it okay.
Not now, one of them.
Nor is it okay. But we're finna get up out of here. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all share our shit.
Yes, share our shit.
We out.
Wakanda
Bye. Forever. Oh, no. I fucked up. I am Kitty Sings.
I'm go DJ Lady J-Rock.
And... And this is Midnight Madness. Now.
Holla.
Bye.
How can I lose if I'm already toast? Like, if she feeling hot, then I make that bitch frozen. I get a bitch tight every time that I post. Damn.